You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I mean, honestly, are pilots still getting drunk? You would think, you know, you would think that would already have been old, done to death. But apparently, from what we understand, a drunk pilot had to be removed from the plane that was gated at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Apparently, he was an American Eagle pilot that was just taken into custody after he was escorted from his plane and he failed a breathalyzer test. The incident happened shortly after 6 a.m. as an American Eagle flight crew was preparing their aircraft for a regularly scheduled flight. They said a witness had smelled what they believed was alcohol on his breath of a pilot earlier in the morning. Airport police followed up, conducted a breathalyzer. The pilot failed the breathalyzer test, was taken to Fairview Southdale Hospital for blood tests. Wow. You know, there are tons, from what I understand, of federal state regulations. From what I understand, in Minnesota, the statutory limit for pilots is 0.04% blood alcohol content, or half of the level for drunk driving on the state's roadways. They say the pilot is expected to be booked at the Hennepin County Jail Friday. Hogan said formal charges will likely have to wait until the pilot's blood test. I think my Don, isn't our network headquarters near Hennepin County? Yeah. Man, well, I'm glad none of you guys had to fly today, did you? Oh, good. Man, I know. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know, here's my thing, people, okay? And yes, I understand, you know, it's New Year's, lots of jubilation, I get that. But my problem with alcohol is it mixes with things, okay? So when we keep telling you, and I'm just as guilty, telling you all right, well, don't drink, you know, make sure your blood alcohol is under a certain limit, we should really be saying no alcohol whatsoever. Because remember when we talked about yesterday's certain drugs that make you sleepy? Alcohol can actually cause a what's the word am I looking for? No, I didn't drink this morning. No, I didn't. But it could actually cause a compounding type of effect, a concomitant type of some of drowsiness. And so, you know, here, if a pilot has 0.04% blood alcohol, what if he's on something else that you would think shouldn't make you tired? Remember we talked about medicines like blood pressure medicines like amlodipine, captopril, that can make you tired, aspirin? What if he's taking a daily aspirin? What if he's taking a blood pressure medicine and then he has just a little bit of alcohol in the system? You don't know. I mean, these are our pilots, for crying out loud. And it blows my mind because drivers, our truck drivers, there is a whole slew of things they can't be on. And, you know, it's frustrating. I'm on the truckers forum, and I get to listen to a lot of what you say. I almost feel like I'm sitting there eavesdropping, but I kind of make you guys know I'm there because, you know, I don't want you to think I'm kind of sneaking up on you, but I just love hanging out with truckers. They're cool. And one of you had discussed that you had post-traumatic stress disorder, but you're not taking any medicines. Would you be still allowed to drive? And I'm on the impression that, yes, you are. You should be still allowed to drive. I mean, a lot of us suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. If it was diagnosed, if post-traumatic stress disorder was diagnosed and you had to be treated very severely, if you were off those medications and you got a clearance, I'm sure you'd be fine. Of course, you have to double check with the individual company. But, you know, also when you look at post-traumatic stress disorder, a lot of us have had it. You know, when I was in 3 car accidents in a 4-month period when I lived in L.A., I did not want to get into a car. I was like, oh, hell no, no more. I am scared of the California highways. These people drive. Well, what happened is one of them, and I don't remember because I had a little concussion. One of them, I was just driving on Ventura Boulevard. I got off the freeway because the freeway was so bad. And I got off the freeway, and I was driving down Ventura, a side street, a very long, long side street. And all I remember after my concussion is seeing reverse lights. So what I think happened is the idiot in front of me was stopping to parallel park. So he stopped in a lane, and then he went to parallel park, and I hit him. And, of course, he tried to claim the accident was my fault, and I think, you know, I don't know, his lawyer had my insurance pay. I'm not sure whatever happened. I don't really remember too much. But I was like, I can't trust anybody, no. And true, there's no way I would compare what I went through being in multiple car accidents to anything that our blessed soldiers are going through, or our rape victims, or our, you know, families from Sandy Hook by any means, or the kids from Sandy Hook. But, you know, a lot of us do have different degrees of post-traumatic stress, and we are allowed to drive. And we are allowed to, from what I understand, fly planes. It's more of a medication issue, and if your treatment, if you need a treatment or not. So that was a good question by one of the truckers. But honestly, you know, pilots really, I know it's kind of boring in between flights, but just no alcohol whatsoever in your system. It is just not worth it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, finally, the FDA has proposed two huge rules aimed at preventing contamination of produce and processed foods. Thank you. We have been waiting for the FDA. I think they started this back during the Listeria. I think even before the Listeria contamination. Well, finally, the FDA has done its job, has a they have to propose these rules that, let me see, they say set the basic framework for a modern science-based approach to food safety and shifts us from a strategy of reacting to problems and to a strategy for preventing problems. Thank you. FDA is responsible for the safety of about 80% of the food that the nation consumes, but the rest falls on the Department of Agriculture. Department of Agriculture handles meat, poultry, and eggs. 1 in 6 Americans become ill from eating contaminated food each year. I say it's higher. I can't tell you how many food poisonings we diagnose. The government estimates that 130,000 of these people are hospitalized. 3,000 ultimately die. Congress passed the Groundbreaking Food Safety Modernization Act in 2010 after the tainted eggs, peanut butter, spinach issues that sickened thousands of people. So now it took the administration 2 years to move the rules through the FDA. I guess that's prompted accusations by advocates that the White House is more concerned about protecting itself from Republican criticism than about public safety. You guys, here's the thing. The FDA was asking for a raise last year. Remember? No raise until they do their job that they were hired for. So one preventative measure would be roasting raw peanuts at a temperature to kill salmonella. You could maybe do that. Another would be harvesting and production of fruits and vegetables to combat bacterial contamination. So, you know, they may play around with our food a little bit, but we'll see. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Oh, my office is getting flooded with people with flu. For those of you that are patients of mine, you know, wondering when I'll be able to take care of you, I will. All right, just kind of holding fluids. All right, just fluids, fluids, fluids. If you really feel sick, go to the ER. If not, we're going to take care of you in a few hours. But we are in flu season, guys. High gear. Flu season. I hope all of you got your flu shot. It's not too late. Not too late to get your flu shot. Not too late at all. So for those of you that haven't gotten your flu shot, please get that done. Signs of flu, very high fever, an abrupt achiness, an abrupt, onset of symptoms. And as opposed to a cold, you really feel like you've been run over. All right. You know, the second you feel like you have the flu, I want you to take in a lot of fluids and contact your doctor. Unfortunately, a lot of other ailments can mimic the flu. You know, and I don't don't want you, you know, if you're having chest pain, going, oh, you know what, Dr. Dahlia said I'd like feel like a truck ran over me. It's my chest, so it's probably flu. Nah. Chest pain could be chest pain. Chest pain could be a heart attack. Don't mess with that. All right, but flu, a lot of fluids. I love the Tamiflu. I think Tamiflu works really well, 75 milligrams, 1 PO twice a day for 5 days. A lot of times we prescribe it, but you got to get that kicked in within the first few days. Now, me, I've never fought the flu using an antiviral or Tamiflu. Usually when I have the flu, I'm home, I'm achy, you know, I whine a lot, I drink a lot of fluids, and usually I get better. I just don't like to take, you know, a lot of medication. But for some of you that really get leveled, I mean, usually for me, knock on wood, I only get sick for a day or two, and then I could rock and roll again. But for some of you who think you're going to be down for the count, you got to get that medication in fairly quickly. So I will, you know, urge you to, you know, do what you can in terms of fluids and, you know, identifying it, but call your doctor. It doesn't hurt. This is flu time, flu season. We understand. This is when things happen. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Big thanks to everybody that's been listening and tuning in. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this part of the show. Now, this is kind of interesting. There is a glue, a sticky compound type glue in mussels. We're talking seafood mussels that could cure sensitive teeth. How many of you guys have sensitive teeth? Right? Where you, you know, that, like, let's say it's cold outside and the cold air affects the enamel, you know, the cold air, like, or you drink something cold or you bite on something. I mean, sensitive teeth is so frustrating. They say 3 out of 4 people suffer from the pain of sensitive teeth. Now, they say this glue inspired by mussels can actually help help keep minerals in contact with them long enough for dentin and enamel to regenerate. Now, you never regrow your enamel per se, but you can actually get some of the protective coating that you need. So they basically call this a glue that's created by the seafood mussels that sticks to rocks, and they think that could help sensitive teeth. The sticky secretions have inspired scientists to create a compound which could be used to help repair damaged teeth. 3 out of every 4 people have teeth they say that's sensitive, whether it's to hot, whether it's to cold, whether it's to sweet, sour foods, drinks. And that's because your outer enamel layer on your teeth has kind of worn away. The dentin, which is the softer underlying layer, has worn away. So now the nerves that are inside are more exposed. Now, a lot of us will use sugar-free gums. I use a fluoride toothpaste, a very high fluoride toothpaste. That seems to help. But some people, they need more than that. So Quan Li Li of China's Anhui Medical University and Chen Hung Chu of the University of Hong Kong searched for a substance that could restore both enamel and dentin at the same time. It said they drew inspiration from the glue from these mussels, and they found that a similar material like this glue could hopefully keep minerals in contact with the dentin long enough for the teeth to hopefully rebuild. You know, many times, you know, our parents said, well, just eat on the other side. You know, don't use that side of the mouth. And the reason why we do that is we kind of want the dentin to, you know, rejuvenate a little bit. And for the, it's kind of like, you know, when you cut yourself and it's an open wound, but then once you start to get that little regenerative layer, now it's not as, it doesn't burn as much, it's not as sensitive, that type of thing. So basically they made a sticky polydopamine material mixed with the minerals calcium and phosphate. Sounds delicious to me. In tests in the lab reported in the journal Applied Materials and Interfaces, teeth bathed in the sticky material and minerals reformed dentin and enamel. But teeth just bathed in the minerals only reformed enamel. So they really think you need this kind of gluey type substance. Let me see what else is really cool. Now they're talking about shark. All right. Oh, I love this. Scientists made the surprising discovery after comparing the microstructure of human and shark teeth. This research had come where they found that human teeth were just as strong as those of sharks. And they thought that maybe they could now use shark teeth to design stronger dentures. So this is pretty cool stuff. Now, shark teeth have an interior of elastic dentine and an outer layer of hard enamel, which is toughened by a fluorine-based mineral, fluoroapatite. Okay? Human enamel is softer, consisting of mineral hydroxyapatite, which is also in bones. But because of their structure, the overall strength of human teeth was equal to that of a shark. That was a cool study. We talked about that earlier in the show. So honestly, looking at the fish, what blows my mind, though, is that they're looking at muscles. Okay, muscles, aren't they gooey? Aren't they gooey and slimy? And you're telling me that muscles, right, is what's going to be in the forefront of our dental, dental progress. I think it's great. That's wonderful. But here's some quick home remedies, all right? You need to, if you do have teeth that are sensitive, desensitizing toothpaste is great, okay? There's desensitizing toothpaste. You could buy it over the counter, and they do have ingredients that will diminish the sensitivity. You could also just put it on spots on your teeth before you go to bed. You don't have to spit, don't swallow, don't rinse. Within a few weeks, that should help some of the sensitivity. Now, before I go into more of the home remedies, remember, I mean, if you have any sensitive teeth, go to a dentist. You gotta go to a dentist. You gotta get the teeth checked out, okay? You could have a crack in the tooth. You could have a cavity, be in the need of a root canal. I mean, sensitive teeth could be a sign that something's going wrong. But sometimes we eat some ice cream and we go, whoa, oh, that was a mistake. And that's why. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Like I told you, fluoride is what helped me when I had sensitive teeth. There's fluoride toothpastes, which are desensitizing in and of itself, and you also have fluoride rinses. Fluoride rinses could be available without a prescription at your local pharmacy. Again, avoid drinking because I don't want you guys getting fluoridosis and, you know, too much fluoride in your system. But these fluoride rinses do very well. Okay. Also, you know, good dental hygiene too. You know, you got to keep the teeth clean, right? We get that plaque and that's that gummy white substance that, you know, kind of hardens and it sits there. And unfortunately, it produces an acid. The acid irritates the teeth. And when it irritates the teeth, you can then lose the protection, not to mention get cavities. So make sure you're brushing your teeth at least twice a day before you go to bed, flossing. Soft toothbrushes. I love soft toothbrushes. For some reason in the 80s, we moved towards hard toothbrushes, and I don't remember when. I was only a kid then. But the soft toothbrushes do well, you know, because, again, you don't want to wear off the enamel. You want to brush, but you want to brush well. Where I think many of us make a mistake is we don't brush our gums. And when you brush your gums, doing a small type of rotary movement with the gums that also include the teeth are great. All right? A small amount of pressure. You don't have to press too hard. Of course, according to, this is a great website, Discovery Fit and Health. They also recommend Say Enough to Snuff. Really, this chewing tobacco, a lot of you guys have been turning to chew. Cigarettes are getting more expensive. The problem is these things are even more dangerous to your mouth than you think, and they do cause your gums to recede. A major cause of gum sensitivity and decay is you don't have the protection of the gums covering the teeth. And you guys know that your gums are receding because somebody will tell you, my, you have tall teeth. Boy, your teeth are tall. What was that with the wolf? My, you have big teeth. I don't know. That was probably Red Riding Hood dressed up as a, or the wolf dressed up as Red Riding Hood. I don't know. Anyway, there's really nothing I would say to swap for chewing tobacco except something that's non-tobacco. All right. Now, you also have to be careful when you suck on hard candy. Sometimes hard candy can also cause enamel abrasion, tooth sensitivity. But the best thing that you guys could ever do for your mouth is get a water pick. These water picks really clean crap out of the gums. And it really just kind of loosens it loosens up the gums, allows a lot of the crap to come through, and then you could do a dental floss afterwards. And the water isn't as abrasive as a toothbrush. True, you need to brush your teeth. Hands down, you need to brush your teeth. But the water pick gets up in the gums that you can't get to. I know a lot of you brush your gums and you bleed. I know it. And then you're like, oh, I better stop brushing. No, it means you need good dental care. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I know you guys have a lot of options out there, but the fact that you listen to our show, we truly, truly appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Now, you know, Hillary Clinton, from what I understand, is going back to work by next week. I also understand she's going to testify on the Benghazi hearings. But, you know, a lot of people have been talking about privacy. And should she have gotten a little bit more privacy, right? I mean, are high-profile individuals allowed to have privacy when it comes to their medical conditions? Well, absolutely. Hands down, you know? But some people are like, well, wait a second. If Hillary Clinton's going to try to be our next president, we need to know. You know, and this is going to be a debate that I think is going to actually pre-shadow her presidential run. I know she said she's not running and everybody tries to say she's running, yet here we are, we're getting reports that Chelsea Clinton, you know, has been working on her campaign and you're already starting to see fundraising occur. So, I mean, I'm not going to be naive. Some people have asked me, but gosh, she's going to be 69, 70. Well, Reagan did a good job. Reagan was older. I mean, she'll probably run. I'm not saying that's who my presidential choice will be. I mean, I want somebody who knows how to run this country. I want somebody that's going to get us fiscally back on track. I also want someone who's not going to take away our guns. So I don't know where she stands, and I don't even want to get into a political discussion if she would be, you know, the next great president or not. But it is something that's important to all of us, where when does medical history matter? I mean, we just talked about at the start of the show, the pilot that was arrested at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport because he had too much alcohol in his system and he was about to fly a plane. All right. Should we know the medical conditions of our pilots? Does some of us just not want to know? Do some of us just go, like, you know what, I just want to go about my merry way. I don't want to know what the bus driver has. I don't want to know what the subway operator has. I don't want to know about the pilot. I don't know. You know, and I don't want to know about the president. I just don't want to know. I don't care. You know, the subject came up with Jesse Jackson Jr. when Jesse Jackson Jr. was admitted for bipolar disorder to, from what I understand, a psychiatric facility. And he was gone for an extended period of time. And then he left his office amid some controversy of, I believe, redecorating his house with congressional dollars. I kind of stopped following that story. But again, the question was, you know, risen there. Okay, if you want to elect a public official, and that public official is representing you, and they're out of work for an extended period of time, do you have a right to know? Now, see, as a doctor, you know, we doctors, a patient privacy is paramount. You know, we want all our patients to have privacy. Nobody should know our patient's medical course. But it doesn't matter how we doctors feel, because we live in a system where everything is so open anyway. The one thing I found extremely frustrating when I got out of medical school is when I had to code a super bill. I'd see a patient, I had to put a code down on what the patient's medical condition was in order to get the insurance to pay. And I would be seeing people with gonorrhea, seeing people with syphilis, seeing people with heart disease, seeing people with asthma, seeing people with HIV. Yet I had to put a code down in order for Blue Cross Blue Shield or United or Aetna, et cetera, to pay for it. You need a code. Now, back then, before Obamacare and the pre-existing condition issues that I'm hoping will, you know, hopefully be a thing of the past, insurance companies needed to know the diagnosis so then they could decide not to pay if it was a pre-existing condition. Okay, just because I brought up Obamacare doesn't mean I like it. Okay, remember, right? I'm just talking objectively here. You couldn't lie. Doctor is not supposed to lie. That could be insurance fraud, just so we got our claim paid. So we had to very honestly tell an insurance company what the diagnoses were. Well, the claim used to get mailed, right? Then you would have, then we had an electronic type of system. So, you're hoping at the clearinghouse and nobody is specifically looking. But I mean, these codes are very easy to memorize. 401.1 is high blood pressure. 401.0, malignant blood pressure. 796.2, elevated blood pressure without a diagnosis of hypertension. 250.00, diabetes. I mean, these codes get to be memorized. 054.9, a herpes type of diagnosis. And so I always wondered, I go, wait a second, I don't know how many people are going to be looking at my patient's claim up on the fourth floor of the Bank of America building or wherever the insurance company is renting space. But I don't think my patient has privacy. Not to mention you get labs done and they get faxed over the printer, right? Or they get sent through a computer system. Somebody could hack the computer system. You know, we doctors have always been kind of struggling with how to figure out how to protect our patients' privacy the most. But then we have an issue of, okay, Hillary Clinton, you know, sustained something pretty severe. She had a concussion. 3 weeks later, she has a blood clot. Are we allowed to know? You know, does making you a public official allow you to lose your privacy? You know, because you're elected by us, you know, do we own your medical history? Do we get to know everything? Or do they, are they allowed to have the same privacy? You know, if President Obama ever, God forbid, had a blood clot and he was incapacitated, we would want to know. Now, I know many of us have seen the movie Dave, right? Or we've seen shows where somebody is incapacitated and they keep it quiet from everybody so everybody could go about their own business. But, you know, we're probably kind of in a pretty tumultuous state right now. I know some of you are saying President Obama's leadership doesn't help anyway. Who cares? No. I mean, still, you know, I mean, assuming our president, okay, is effective enough where we're in the middle of, you know, making a decision about nuclear war or about a terrorist threat with bioweapons or something. You know, do we as citizens have a right to know that our president is all with it? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And then the next question is, well, if we're going to be concerned about a president's health, are we going to then start to show the same concern over their qualifications? Right? Should a president be behind the red button and be commanding, should they be commanding our generals if they've never had 1 ounce of military experience? Should they be deciding fiscal decisions that can have disastrous consequences if they have absolutely no training in economics? So I guess the question lies, all right, because, okay, one of your answers could be being devil's advocate. They could say, well, wait a second, Dahlia, it doesn't matter if the president's sick or vice president has a condition or secretary of state has a condition, there's always somebody else there to help make decisions. Well, Dr. Dahlia, if Obama knows nothing about economics, doesn't understand anything about immigration policy, doesn't understand anything about what's going on in the Middle East, there's other people, hopefully, to advise him. Well, then that would be your argument, that it doesn't matter if they have a sickness, it doesn't matter if they have no knowledge, they're a puppet. And we have a system in place that if our statesman, right, is acting as such or a puppet, we have enough checks and balances and people to tell them what to do to make the country still run. All right, well then that would be one opinion. But I think a lot of us don't want to think that. A lot of us want to think that the person who's up there is qualified, whether it be Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, John Boehner, etc. We want to think that the person up there really knows their stuff. They really, really do. And if that's the case, a medical history could be extremely pertinent. If somebody is going to have dizziness, amnesia, early dementia, hypoglycemic spells, fits of rage, are we allowed to know that? So this is going to be a debate you guys are going to start seeing over the next few years. How much medical history matters and how much of it should be disclosed to the voters? 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You know, that's funny. That was my problem all through school. I was told I talked too much. And I did, you know. I mean, I liked having an audience in class. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Ever since I was a little girl, right, I just loved being the class clown. Always told, now remember, I went to 12 schools. So every teacher, even when you had multiple teachers, always said, you talk too much, you talk too much. And I guess I finally found the right profession for me. Just do radio. I could just sit in front of a microphone, and I could just talk, 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 talk. I got to tell you, I don't think I've ever felt more at home. I love medicine. I love being in my office. But wow, wow. Again, I apologize if we have a shortened show today. Apparently, the flu has hit so severely that I've been asked to get as quickly as possible to my office to take care of some people. And we knew this was coming. I mean, we knew we were going to have a pretty rough flu season. I mean, they do say it every year. But what's very interesting is I think the CDC had thought that we actually started earlier than we should have. I'm a little shocked because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and our winter started late. It really didn't get cold till December. It used to get cold in October. Then it really wasn't getting cold till November, and then now December. But what's interesting is it stays cold longer. I remember a couple years ago, my kids were playing baseball, and it was May 14th. And I had to bundle up so bad because it was 50 degrees outside. And that was in May. So even though I'm noticing winter kind of start a little later, where I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's staying colder longer. It's a little weird. Well, anyway, apparently in Chicago, a hospital employees at the emergency department is knee-deep in flu and pneumonia cases. In Richmond, Virginia, Dr. Kenneth Lucas of the Patient First Clinic says he has seen a 30% rise in flu cases. Rhode Island, they're saying 10% of emergency room visits were due to flu-like symptoms. They say this year's flu season has gotten off to a very early start, and according to these and other published accounts, it is ramping up as peak flu season occurs. So it has moved into the end of December, and January started to pick up a lot more states. It usually peaks in late January, early February. But they said by November, the flu was already severe and widespread in some parts of South and Southeast. Now, the reason why, you know, I live in the Southwest, the reason why in Vegas we usually see flu November, December is because in the desert, when the temperature drops drastically, it's just enough shock on our system for us to get sick. So we see a lot of flu still November, December. But we just had a very, very weird winter this year. All right. They say farther north, activity has escalated in the mid-Atlantic states, including Virginia, in addition to Illinois and Rhode Island. They said we did get off to an earlier start than we usually see. According to recent CDC statistics, 16 states and New York City were reporting high levels of flu activity. The states include Alabama, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, New Jersey, North Carolina, Ohio, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. Even though each flu season is unique, you know, a lot of times we'll see very, you know, similar types of, shall I say, viruses. You know, when they make the flu shot, they take it out of last year's virus, but they try to predict the twist that they're going to expect and the mutation they're going to expect for this next year. The predominant strain, they say, is H3N2. Okay? In years past, they've seen H3N2 dominate, and when H3N2 dominates, it seems to be a little bit more severe. They say an estimated 36,000 people die from the flu and its complications in a typical season, according to the CDC. From 1976 to 2006, estimates of flu-associated deaths in the U.S. ranged anywhere from 3,000 to 49,000 people. Everyone over 6 months of age and older should get the flu vaccine. It is not too late. That's what they're recommending. Of course, as I discussed with you before, flu symptoms could include fever, cough, fatigue, head and body aches, runny nose. You don't always have to have a fever. But the difference between usually flu and cold is cold comes on a little bit more slow, a little bit more insidious, kind of, you know, a little bit more gradual. Flu just hits you like boom. People at risk, of course, over higher complications would be your pregnant women, those 65 and older, anyone with a chronic illness. The CDC urges those to get the flu vaccine. There's also a nasal spray. The nasal spray, I don't think we're allowed to start till 2 in children, and we can't use the nasal spray, which is a live attenuated in pregnant women. But I haven't seen any complications. People with the flu shot, it's safe. I gave it to my staff, kids, etc. If you can get it, please do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, scientists have discovered why women get repeat miscarriages. Now, I come from a family who miscarries a lot. Every woman in my family, I believe, has had at least two miscarriages. All right, we've had a stillborn in the family. So when I got pregnant for the first time, you know, my husband, you know, wanted to tell the family, wanted to tell his mother-in-law, and I'm like, no, don't. Let's get through first trimester and let me make sure this sticks. And he's like, well, that's kind of pessimistic. We should be really happy. I go, I am happy, but I'm also scared because I saw what all the other women in my family went through. All right. Now, I don't want to sit here and start, you know, telling everybody I'm pregnant just a month later, have to explain to people while I'm crushed what possibly went on. And thank God I was able to deliver two healthy boys, but it was rough. I needed a lot of doctors, high risk doctors. And, you know, it's in the family. Now, why? What's in the family? Well, apparently laboratory tests showed women who had lost three or more babies had high levels of a molecule called IL-33. In their womb. Now, in the future, medicine to target this protein molecule could be given to pregnant women then who are particularly vulnerable. The researchers said the molecule controls whether embryos are accepted by the womb, but women who had suffered multiple miscarriages continue to secrete it for an extra 10 days. The receptivity of the womb was not being controlled properly in these women, so they think if they could maybe block this, the baby could hopefully stick. You know, not all miscarriages occur because the zygote or the fertilized egg is an abnormal fertilized egg. You know, 1/3 of all pregnancies will make it. That was the statistic I learned in medical school. 1/3 of all pregnancies will make it. So, yeah, you bet. Here I am. I'm a third-year resident. You know, no, I'm not going to be going to tell the family all the time. I'm thinking I have a 2/3 chance of having a problem, right? And when somebody does, unfortunately, go through a miscarriage, like I said, our family had gone through so much, you know, people always try to say, well, it's probably because the baby wasn't a healthy baby. It was deformed. That's nature's way of, helping you have then a healthy baby. Never really makes the ladies feel good, right? Isn't somebody suing their employer? Was it the one that's suing Price is Right? Right? Because he told her that? Unfortunately, don't say anything except I'm sorry, because some people will, you know, understand what you're saying, and then some people they just won't. But some of these pregnancies that don't make it could be healthy pregnancies. You know, one thing I do whenever I diagnose a person with pregnancy is I check their progesterone level. Some of them I notice they just don't have enough progesterone and they start losing the baby. So then we'll give them progesterone to keep the healthy baby. And it's kind of scary. So just because somebody is starting to have a threatened abortion, which is a threatened miscarriage, we call it a threatened abortion, doesn't mean the baby's done and gone for. I mean, this could be a healthy pregnancy trying to fight. So if there are healthy pregnancies that we see wombs giving off this interesting signal, if they're more likely to abort the pregnancy, that will give researchers a chance to go after it. And it's great. It's great. Basically, cells secrete this IL-33 during this receptive phase, which influences the activity of nearby cells. Usually the effects are short-lived, which helps ensure women can only conceive during a very narrow window. So we'll keep you posted on that, but it's kind of interesting. All right, and there's an electric shock that could cure a headache by releasing the body's most painful painkillers, endorphins. Scientists have a breakthrough where they found it could reduce headache up to 37%. The technique is known as deep brain stimulation or transcranial direct current stimulation, which basically alters the speed at which it brings neurons fire, and it helps relieve pain. Some of us who have horrible headaches will take the electric shock. I'll tell you more about it next time we talk. All right, guys, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, but most of all, please be safe. God bless.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.